Are you a Christian? I mean a real Christian. Why be Christian unless one is altogether Christian? You know, like C.S. Lewis said, mere Christianity. Is it all or nothing with you? With a lot of people today, it really isn't. There are many who think that we, the United States Christians, live in what is called the post-Christian world. The post-Christian world. Do you think that way? Is America part of the post-Christian world? That is, as our dear President Obama has said, America is no longer a Christian country, but a country built upon religious diversity, of which Christianity is one. Thank you, President Barack Hussein Obama. In other words, Christianity as a religion is just one of many. Do you feel that way? Oz Guinness, Director of Philosophy at Oxford and Senior Fellow at the Oxford Center for Christian Apologetics, a really bright man, says that Western societies, both in Europe and the United States, are in what he calls an ABC moment. Really an interesting phrase, an ABC moment, says Mr. Guinness. ABC stands for anything but Christianity. Anything but Christianity. Western societies, so says Guinness, are turning against the Jewish and Christian faiths that have made them what they are, and attempting to replace them with varieties of post-Christian secularism and other philosophies, whatever they are. And I think they are. Not a day goes by but that there are more attacks on Christianity and Christians, even physically the world over, and of course constitutionally and philosophically in our very own country. Don't you feel the same way? And the universities are leading the attack on Christianity. Even though our very best universities grew out of directly Christian origins, you remember that from history? These powerful institutions now disdain or disregard Christianity, and at best, the Christian faith is now regarded as purely private and irrelevant to academic thought. Irrelevant. And it's irrelevant to the curriculum, and it has no priority whatsoever. In fact, at so many universities, Christians are labeled as, I love this term, faith heads. Faith heads. That's a beauty, isn't it? And of course, in a derogatory way. And Christians are dismissed as irrational, reactionary, and bigoted. Christians are today, Oz Guinness says, a very bright Christian professor, one of the few. Christians today are viewed as being on the wrong side of history, irrelevant to today's world. In place thereof, there now comes a very aggressive, even virulent secularism. The new absolute, which has no quarter whatsoever with religion generally and Christianity specifically. Christians in secular universities can be constantly attacked and criticized and belittled. It's unbelievable what's happening in the world of education. Why do we let it be so? But, says Guinness, general society can still be much more congenial toward Christian faith, more congenial than universities. But even that is changing, he says, and there are what is called the religious nuns. Isn't that interesting? Religious nuns, not N-U-N-S, not like the Catholic nuns, but N-O-N-E-S, religious nuns. That is, the old nominal Christians who no longer, none, find it fashionable to identify with the church. These individuals retain some affiliation with Christianity, but practice little, and perhaps believe little as well. And beliefs change, and Christian theology is watered down, and accommodations are made to secular society and beliefs. Very many accommodations. Even corporations and other financial institutions, especially many nonprofits, eschew anything Christian, will not support it, and in fact will put resources behind efforts to mitigate or even boycott Christian causes and purposes. Don't you see that happening everywhere? That is so as well in the United States of America, which Oz Guinness thinks of as post-Christian. Post-Christian. Post-Judeo-Christian. Do you agree? Even though Guinness says the United States is not yet non-Christian. The game, that is Christianity at large and at work, is, he says, quote, far from over, end quote. You're darn right it is, sir. It is far from over, for there are so many passionate, becoming ever more aggressive champions of the faith at large and at work. I'm one. Are you? The principal challenge to the Christian faith, says Guinness, stems from the intellectual dismissal of the faith as untrue and false. Untrue and false. Well, what do you think? Perhaps mythological. Mythological, one would say, at best, but otherwise simply false. Mythological in the sense that the myths about Christianity may represent some underlying truths, but as a religion, it's false. Such charges are made by both modernist and postmodernist philosophers. With such attacks come accusations that the Christian faith is full of prejudice and abuse and bigotry and others. Christians are accused of racism, of sexism, and of course homophobia, of course. Christianity is wrong, and Christian practices should therefore be forbidden, especially on university and college campuses. Universities are determined to limit Christian damage. That's what Oz Guinness says. They are determined to limit Christian damage, and especially prevent evangelizing or proselytizing in any fashion. Witness such oppression not only on university campuses, but in the military, and in our very own government, and corporations, and nonprofit organizations, among others. No matter the Jewish and Christian faiths are the source of such critical concepts as human dignity, and freedom, and equality, these rabid secularists play the blame game, and Christians, of course, are the targets. As Christianity crumbles, the West, says Oz Guinness, you ought to get to know that man, is already beginning to reap the consequences of this folly. And the worst, he says, is yet to come. That has led, says Guinness, many Christians to think of themselves as victims. Victims. As such, they become inactive, even paralyzed, and they refuse to deal with current society's attacks on all religions, and especially Christianity. They refuse, these victims, to take up the cross, to fight the fight of faith, and to otherwise be on the front lines, championing the age-old faith of the saints. Broad-shouldered should we be, says Guinness, as we live out our very special faith. Are you one of those? Do you have broad shoulders? Do you fight the fight of faith, my friend, my fellow Christian? And yet at the same time, says Guinness, even as we aggressively defend and witness, Christians are required to love our enemies. Sounds like a paradox, doesn't it? That presents difficulties in conduct, for on the one hand, we should be aggressive in defending the faith and, on the other hand, loving our enemies and turning the other cheek. Wow. Pretty hard to do, don't you think? Only those, says Guinness, who walk with the Lord and delve deeply into the Word in prayer can, in fact, walk this fine line. Whew. Boy, that is a real fine line to walk. I guess only prayer and the power of prayer can help us stay on that line. As secularism advances, Guinness bemoans what he calls the abandonment of evangelism. It is the duty of a Christian to go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel to everyone, to witness lovingly, passionately, but aggressively for the faith, to spread the gospel, and to challenge non-Christians with the good news. Do you do that? So much of that is being abandoned, and Christianity becomes internalized, something little more than individual, practiced within the four walls of the church, perhaps, or otherwise in privacy without impact on the community at large. the church, says Guinness, fails in its primary responsibility to witness and spread the good news. It fails. So-called soul winning has become passé, even forbidden in some circumstances. In fact, says Guinness, the abandonment of evangelism has been replaced by an undue emphasis on social justice. Hear the words again. Not that social justice is wrong, but evangelism has been replaced by an undue emphasis on social justice. I think he's right. That, of course, is critically important. A necessary component of the kingdom of God, social justice is, and it's good news. But social justice, worthy as it is, should never, ever replace evangelism. It may be equal to it, but it is not more important. It is tragic, says Guinness, that American evangelicalism has lost its way. Lost its way. So much of the evangelical movement is in the process of melting down, he says, and following the disastrous trajectory of mainline Protestant liberalism. And, oh, that is a total disaster. Which has betrayed the gospel. Indeed it has. For liberal Protestantism seems to be an amalgam of philosophies, watered down gospel truisms, social thinking, and injection of current philosophies, all foreign to the true gospel message. What a tragedy for once potent Protestantism. There needs to be revival. Recommitment, says Guinness, so that Christians return to a state of boldness and courage. Boldness and courage. Christianity needs to reclaim the supernatural power which lies behind it, the power of its faith, so that such boldness and courage can be the hallmarks of this great and true faith at work. Guinness says that Christians in the West have been comfortable far too long. We have. We have, my fellow Americans. There really has been no real challenge to the faith, as there now is. As a result, Christians have grown complacent, assumptive, and far too tolerant and compromising. Christians have forgotten that there is a cost to discipleship. And for now, Christians face only what Guinness calls mild discrimination, and not the open, sometimes brutal persecution that Christians are facing elsewhere, such as under ISIS in the Middle East. Isn't it unbelievable what's happening to our brothers and sisters in the Middle East? But right now, there really are no killings, no martyrdom in the United States of Christians, as there is the world over, but perhaps that day will come. Guinness fears that Christians will not have the courage or boldness to stand and face the enemy, boldly championing their true faith. What do you think? If you are in fact a Christian, are you one that is bold, courageous, passionate, and zealous about your faith, uncompromising? Are you? The single greatest challenge, says Guinness, to the church in our day is faithfulness. Faithfulness. That is, to live with integrity, Christian integrity, not to compromise or fold under the pressures of the modern world. And Oz Guinness coins the great term, amiable accommodationism. Isn't that terrific? Amiable accommodationism. Christians, so many of them, seem far too willing to accommodate, to incorporate without boldly defending and challenging, putting up with what anybody believes, no matter what. When this amiable accommodation occurs, evangelicalism is simply too feeble, he says, to take a stand. And there are so many Christians who are termed emergent evangelicals. Isn't that another great term? Emergent evangelicals. That is newly thinking, being able to bring into play all kinds of accommodations and compromises. Men and women representing themselves as Christians who have accommodated, given in, and otherwise lost the power and zeal of the faith. Are you one of those? Our world changes, and dramatically so. Religion of all kinds is on the defensive, especially Christianity. It is time, my friends, to take a stand. A time for revival, a time for regeneration and a time for renewal, it is time to fight the fight of faith now more than ever. Oz Guinness and so many others wonder if we the people, the followers of the Christ, are willing to do that. Are you? Now is not the time for amiable accommodation. Now is not that time. But now is the time for accountability. Now is the time for Christians to say what they mean and mean what they say. All or nothing, so to speak. All on the altar. The taking up of the cross, no matter the cost. If you are Christian, are you willing to do that? Real Christians have no choice.